Today is Friday, March 29th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, on this Good Friday morning, I remember Jesus laying down his life and dying a brutal public death for my sake. On this day, Jesus carried not only a cross on his back, but my sin and suffering and that of all of history. In his victorious death, Jesus showed me the paradoxical way to the fullest kind of living, laying down of my life that I might live by dying. Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the sorrow, wonder, and gratitude of beholding Christ crucified.
Today, we are reading from Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there's no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with fear as with a shield.
Consider my groaning. For Jesus, this psalm was more than an idea, but an experience. In Gethsemane, Jesus prays and groans too deep for words, sweating drops of blood in anticipation of the cup of suffering that only he could drink. There, in unimaginable groaning, Jesus asks for a friend. Couldn't you keep watch with me? Even for an hour. But not one of them could, and neither can I. In his hour of greatest need, all of them, all of us, left Jesus to bear it alone, groaning. Jesus, when I consider your fate, my fate that you and only you could take, I have no words to pray, only groanings too deep for words. In the silence of grief, let your spirit pray from within me. Jesus, I offer you not only my confession of sin, but my suffering. All the ways this fallen world, infected by the curse, has laid suffering in my lap and groans in my voice. By your suffering, you will bring mine to an end. Until that day, though, I groan in echoes of your Gethsemane voice. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray.
It's not only Jesus who groans, but the Spirit of Jesus who indwells me now. When I don't know how to pray, how to put my own deep needs for redemption to words, the Spirit groans within me in intercession that reaches the ear of the Father. Holy Spirit, cry out from within me now. Plead the Father for me, for all of us, for all of creation, and don't stop groaning until the sky rolls back and the sun sets his throne on the earth. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now at the sun's rising. Amen.